Believe it or not, the birthplace of most of your problems is in plain sight. It's right above your chin and right below your nose. You know what it is? It's the mouth. Biology tells us that the tongue is the only muscle in the body that works without any support from the skeleton. And life tells us that sometimes the mouth seems to work disconnected from the brain. It seems to have a mind of its own. The truth is that the mouth is perhaps the most powerful vehicle we possess. With it, we can bless or curse. We can build up or tear down. And we can give life or we can kill. Our mouths are like the rudder of a ship. Even though it's small, it controls the direction of our lives. Paul wrote, "Don't let any unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is helpful for building others according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen." Did you get that? Our words should only be expressed to help, build, and benefit others according to their needs. I don't know about you, but most of the time, my mouth is moving faster than my brain, and at best, I'm thinking and speaking simultaneously. But this instruction means that I'll have to think before I speak. Now, this doesn't mean that you have to avoid the difficult conversations. What it means is that you'll have to think before you speak. Here are three questions to ask yourself before you speak. First, who should this conversation benefit? Second, what is the need? And third, how will my words help, build, and benefit the person that is listening?